live at CSUN 2010. I thought I'd drop by a vendor that we spoke with last year, Gary, here at Enabling Devices. A lot of toys to and products to help initiate the minds of children here. So, Gary, what have you brought new here in the last year since we spoke?
Well, here at Enabling Devices, we're always coming up with new ideas. A lot of those ideas come from the public. One of the reasons they send me as an occupational therapist is to try to get an idea from individuals that use our products, what they'd like to see that's new. We have this new right here. This is a device that's used for creative play, and it is called our... Let me look up the new name for it. One moment. It's actually a stovetop that has recorded cooking sounds, and it's called our stove communicator. And it's a therapeutic device that essentially records the sound of eggs frying or water boiling, so that kids that are trying to learn about that whole process of community living skills, when you place the pot on the device, it makes the noise. I think the microphone can pick it up. I'll give it a try.
Yeah, we'll give it a try here. This is the way we fry our eggs, huh?
Yeah, this is the egg fryer. Oh, I got to get the right size pot.
Well, I'm glad you said that, because you said touch, and I thought, well, certainly they don't have to touch the stove and then get the idea that they can touch the stove.
There's no heat generator, but there are lights which simulate the glowing of the stove. So for those that can see that, they can see that what a stove looks like, and you can kind of hear the sound of the eggs frying there. And then there's another simulated burner that has the sound of water boiling. Might be tough for the microphone to pick up. There's a lot of ambient
noise. There we go. There's the bubble. There's the boil. Yeah.
There you go.
Very cool. So you got that. You got some other squeeze toys here. Does it play music?
This is a switch-operated cello, so that children can participate in music programs. And right now, I have it hooked up to our Koosh Ball switch. And when you push down the switch, it plays the cello. So that's just one example of the many musical toys that we have that help children with disabilities participate in music programs.
So what are we talking about pricing with these toys, like the stove you showed me and then this cello here? What might we be talking about in terms of price?
Price list right here. The mission of the company is to make affordable devices. We have always been known for our quality and our pricing. And a lot of people talk about that in this business, but it's hard to make some of these high-tech devices for low price points.
Because of the numbers?
Yeah, because of the market being relatively limited, because of the amount of research and development that has to go into some of these very high-tech devices. Our devices tend to be low and medium-tech products, but they meet a segment of the population's needs at a relatively low price. So, for example, the stovetop communicator that I just mentioned is only $199 here at the show.
Okay.
Something comparable by another manufacturer might be over $300. The cello that I just mentioned, or I played for everyone. Let me find that on here. Here it is. It is $32.95.
Okay, very good.
We have a variety of multi-sensory devices for individuals that have difficulty understanding cause and effect relationships. In the process of learning, we want to learn cause and effect after object permanence. Once somebody understands that things exist when they're out of their view or out of their ability to sense them, then the next thing before we can go on to communicating is cause and effect. When I do this, this will happen. I have some control over my environment. So a lot of our devices are multisensory in nature. So when you push a button or you place your hand against an object, it either vibrates or lights up or plays music. And a good example of that is our new Discovery Tunnel. It's a plastic black tunnel with a Very attractive lighted interior with a ball and some beads. And when you simply reach inside, it plays music, it lights up, and it reflects all of that changing light. That helps children and individuals without that sense of cause and effect develop that.
So how much is that, right? So you got audio and visual going on there.
The Discovery Tunnel.
Just simulate the senses. Yeah.
It's a brand new product, and the cost is, did you see it? Oh, there it is. $155.95 and 20% off here at the show.
Okay, so how many total products do you offer? I guess through your website?
We have over 1,000 products.
Really? So you're pretty diverse, and that's over time, I assume, you built up to it?
Exactly. And for a relatively small company of less than 100 employees, we come out with between 25 and 30 new products every quarter. So we really do respond to the requests of the community.
Very good. What is the phone number and website for people wishing to pursue?
EnablingDevices.com, and the 800 number is 1-800-832-8697.
Okay, Gary, I thank you a lot for showing us some of the new stuff here from Enabling Devices. Folks needing toys to stimulate the minds of their children and promote the whole cause and effect, which is something I hear a lot when I get into the learning disabilities and AAC, the augmentative communication devices. So good luck. It's good to catch up with you again, and wish you well with the company. Live at CSUN 2010, this is Michael Law for SamNet Radio and the Serotuk.com blog and podcast.